This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Abba, and welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Good to see everybody back. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Simen Chav Zayin. We are in Ois Vav. We did some of the Mishneh Berurahs. We're going to continue with Mishneh Berurah of Katan Chav Gimel. V'iter Yad Yemino, someone who is a lefty. If he does all the melach with his left hand, then he puts it on his left arm, which means his weaker arm. Basically, he puts it on his right arm. Why? Because we put fun on our left arm because the yad keya. So for him, his weaker arm is his right arm. The Mishneh Berurah says sifkaten chavkem al kamalachta huadin afilu rak roiv malachtai. The same thing would apply even if he just does most of his work with his left hand, then he'll put tefillin on his right arm. So he puts it on his smaylai. V'im hinichai b'yamin, if he puts it on his right arm, shum smal ka'adam. In other words, he puts it on his stronger arm, which is the left side. Af b'di'evet layatza v'ayim b'ber halacha. Now what about somebody who equally uses both arms? Says the Mishneh Berurah, says the Mechaber, v'im shoylet b'shtei yadav. If he has shlita over two hands, meniach b'smayol kol adam, he should put it on his left arm. If he equally uses both arms, so he should put it on his left arm. Says the Mishneh Berurah, shoylet b'shtei yadav, ratzolaymer, sh'oysa kol hamlachas b'shneim shava b'shava. Shoylet b'shtei yadav doesn't mean he does half malachos with the right hand and half with the left hand. It means he equally uses both hands. Avlam nakal elasis b'smol, if it's easier in his left hand. Av shiyach elasis b'smol gambimim, even though he could also do it with his right hand. Zelo imikri shol b'shtei yadav. That's not called being able to use both hands. Keimuchach lekaman b'simen tafresh non aleph b'shari tshuva ayin sham. Says the Mechaber, Ve'im koisev b'yaminai. If he writes with his right hand, Ushar komasav oisa b'smali, he does everything else with his left hand. So now, here's a situation where he throws a ball with his left hand. He motions for the Sefer Torah with his left hand. He lifts things up with his left hand. But he's more adept with writing with the right hand, or vice versa. Koisev b'smol, ushar komasav oisa b'yamin. So now we have a big machlokes. Some say in such a case, you put it on the weaker hand. You need the weak hand, yad keha. That's the shita, the rush. Some say the predominant factor is if you write with your right hand, that's whatever hand you write with is considered yamin. And he puts on tefillin on the opposite hand. And that's the minug. The minug is like the second sheet. The second sheet is the tour, and I go smak, and I go smaimini in the name of Rabbeinu Yechiel. I wonder which Rabbeinu Yechiel this is, because we were just at the kever of Rabbeinu Yechiel of Paris in Har HaKarmel. So this is the shita of the Tur HaGoyis HaSmak, HaGoyis HaMayim, name of Rabbeinu Yechiel, and they say it follows the writing, and that's the minug. That's the minug. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Shetash Koyach, Roitza Loimar, See, according to the first day, writing is not any more of an attribute, does not have a maila than any other malacha. And we follow most activities. And whatever hand you do less activities with, then that's the left hand. In other words, according to the first day, let's say there are 10 total activities. So if there are 10 total activities, if you write with your right hand, but you do everything else with your left hand, you're a lefty. But the second day says, no, the predominant factor is what hand do you write in? do you write with? It says the Mishnah Berurah Chashuva Yemin Dechsev Ukshartem Uchsavtem. It says you will tie and you will write. That implies you're going to tie tefillin with the hand you write in. That the hand you write in will be the stronger hand, and that will be used to tie the tefillin. Mashma de ba'oisa yad shekoisa ba. That implies the hand that you write with, tzarach likshar sa tefillin al hayad shekonegda, you have to put the tefillin on the opposite hand. Now, the Shevet HaLevi, Reb Vosner, says, what about someone who writes with his left hand, which according to this Deya, you would then be a lefty and you'd put tefillin on your right hand? But your left hand is so weak that it's even hard to put tefillin, even hard to use it to tie on tefillin. Reb Vosner says, nevertheless, if the Torah says, Ukshartem Uchsavtem, that Kishira is the first Tanai, and listen to this, there's a Chiddush Noira, that even though Kishira is dependent on the Ksiva, but since it says Kishira before the Ksiva, therefore the first, even before we see what hand you write with, we first see what hand you're able to tie. So in other words, if you're according to the second day, which is the minhag to follow, we follow writing. But nevertheless, it has to be strong enough to be able to tie tefillin on properly. Says the Bir Halacha, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hachi Nahug, Ayin Biber Halacha. I'm sorry, we have to do a little bit more in the Mishnah Berurah. Va'adam she'en yachal lichtoiv, someone who can't write. Guy's illiterate, or he's not able to write. L'kuli ama azlina basar shamalachas, according to everyone, we would follow other activities. Be'ezayad she'oysa oysam nekoyimin. With that hand that you write with, it's called the right side. V'hachi nahug, the Rama says that's the minug. The minug is to follow the opinion that the ikar is the writing. The Bir Halacha says, look in the Magen Avraham, that according to this opinion, even if you use both hands to write, then put tefillin on your left hand, even if you do everything else with your left hand. In other words, even though your left, the second day of holds, writing is so significant that it's irrelevant about all other activities. But then he brings the Bach argues, and he says, only if you write with your right hand and everything else you do with the left hand, that's considered shalom b'shtei yadav. But if you write with your left hand, and other melach you do with your right hand, that's dafka, if you write with your right hand, and everything else you do with your left hand, so then we're going to say, okay, now you're a righty. It's meaning writing, the second daya, according to the Bach, is that writing is such that it's strong enough to make your right hand the ikar, if you write with your right hand. But it's not strong enough to make your left hand the ikar if you write with your left hand. However, the Magen Avraham says we don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Shulchan Aruch in the second daya. And the Magen Avraham is also soysim that way. However, says the Bir Halacha, the Malbim goes like the Bach, namely that we only follow writing if it's your right hand that's writing. And the Gra goes like the first Shita, that we don't follow writing. We follow which hand you do more activities. And therefore the Gra says, if you write with your right hand and you do everything else with your left hand, you're a lefty and you put tefillin on your right hand. However, the Bir Halacha says, "Mikamakim nira lani azdaiti dinucha lahamlets ala oilam denagim kalacha liba dekuliyama minhagim shayisol toirahi." That even the first daya, the Bir Halacha has a chiddush, that's only if you write and you can't do anything else. But if you write and you could do other things, but it's easier with the other hand, even the first daya would be maskim. And therefore, even according to the first daya in the Gra, if you write with your right hand and you do everything else with your left hand, but you could do stuff with your right hand also, You're considered a righty, and then you put tefillin on the left hand. Okay, so let's just review this. The first de'ah holds, we follow most malachais. The second de'ah holds, we follow what you write with. The Bach is of the opinion that this de'ah, that we follow what you write with, is only if you're writing with your right hand, but not if you write with your left hand. The Magen Avraham says we follow the Shulchan Aruch, namely, writing is the ikur factor. The Malbim says we follow the Bach. Writing is only factor if it's your right hand. The Gross says we follow the first Deya, that writing is not a factor. However, the Bir Alach has a Chiddush, that writing is only not a factor if all you do is write. But if you write and can do stuff, albeit not as well as with the left hand, you will be considered a righty, even according to the Gra, even according to the first Deya. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Thank you everybody for joining. Hope to see everybody tomorrow. Kol tov, bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.